everybody. This is Christy. I am the Intimate Warrior. I thank you so much for stopping by. And as always, I send you love. I was going to make a video today in reference to a comment that was made on one of my videos. And I'm going to hold off on that one because I think this one, both are going to hold value. The video that I wanted to do in relationship to a comment and giving you guys greater knowledge in relationship to that, of course, is going to be a great video. And I'm going to still make that video, but save it for perhaps tomorrow or the next day. I'm being really called to focus on this video today in relationship to the 444 portal or gateway, whatever it is that you like to call things. So we are actually, and I may have failed to put this, actually spoke about it in my video. So it opened yesterday, I think it is, 4-4. And the 22 of the year, I'm sorry, Monday, today is Wednesday now, and it goes on until April the 22nd of 22. And we all know that portals open, gateways open, and we end up, we can feel these energies a week to 2 weeks even prior to it, even a month, depending on who you are, and or if you are not feeling it prior to the opening of them, you may be somebody who feels the energies that linger on towards the end. There's no right and wrong. It's just however we are first learning our process, and there's going to be an accumulation of energy. Let's just say there's an accumulation of it. We have to first learn something, and we clear that out. And then as the energies are piled on already, then we go to the next lesson. And then that one's cleared out. So energy can be piled on top of other energy. And it takes us understanding what's taking place. Not only, you don't have to know energetically what's actually taking place, like what the solar system is doing, or knowing about, you know, you don't have to have that type of knowledge. You have to have internal knowledge. So I want to continue on with the 444 portal. And on Monday, which was the April the 4th, the beginning of this portal, it's ironic though. I didn't make this video or any video because we were having our roof repaired on April the 4th. Now, the roof of the house is the covering of your home. It becomes that shield, but it's even more than that. Ordinarily, you know, standard homes, depending on, you know, your type of design, of course, people can change what the home looks like. But for the most part, homes have a point at the top. They come down at an angle. It pretty much looks like a triangle, right? The triangle signifies the Holy Trinity of the Father, the Son, and the Holy Spirit. But in divine knowledge, it acts as, or through the Tree of Life, it works through Kether, Kokhman, and Binah. Kether being the opening of the crown. So ironically, our home, the crown of our home, has been transformed. Now, where I live and what we have been experiencing here, it has been every single element has come through where we live at, our environment, my environment here. We have been experiencing tons of wind, and that's why we had to have our roof repaired, because it's blown off the shingles. And we have been experiencing, tons of rain. And then some days, extreme heat. All of these elements are a form of spirit. Form of spirit. Even the snow is a form of spirit. So I think it's a very beautiful symbolism that is taking place here in my residence with the roof being repaired. And it's something that I really became grateful for having that divine experience. So here we go, and I'm going to hopefully make another video about that, because it's going to connect. All of my videos will connect to what we are actually leading, what we are going through now, and where we are leading to. So keep coming back, and you will have more information. So this video here of the 444 Gateway is still going to incorporate the symbolism and irony of our home being transformed, the crown of our home being transformed. So I had greater understanding, and this has come to me, you know, last week, and I just had to take a few days off because of the hammering going on. You guys wouldn't have been able to hear me, and it's been a little bit chilly and very breezy outside, so I knew I couldn't make a video outside either. So when we look at 444, I was like, well, what does this really mean again? Divine knowledge comes, or there's secret. There are secret codes and everything. So I mentioned in the previous video that four, I think I did anyway, the fourth letter of the Hebrew alphabet is Dalef. The eighth letter of the Hebrew alphabet. No, I didn't. I added, I think I specified, there's, maybe I did, I don't know, four is of course four. And if you add four plus four, we're going to get eight. If you add, then you add another four, you're going to get 12. But then if you add 4 plus 8, you're going to get 12. You had 12 plus 12, you're going to have 24. I think I mentioned all of that. And then we all know 24 chromosomes and 24 elders. And you get 12 and 12 because you are a 12 cranial nerves, 12 dimensions, you know, things like that. 12-strand DNA, too, as well, but there's, you know, I hope you guys understand what all that means, signifies. And so I want to explain this to you because the number four signifies Daleth, the Hebrew alphabet, the fourth Hebrew alphabet, which signifies a doorway. The eighth letter is Cheth, or Chet, depending on how you pronounce it. And it deals with creation, but also a ladder. The image that is associated with it is a ladder. The 12th letter of the Hebrew alphabet is Lamed. It simplified means to learn. Now, when you look at the Hebrew alphabet works from right to left instead of left to right like in English. So when you look at the top of the letter of the Hebrew alphabet of Lamed, it contains a yod. A yod is a point, also the value of 10. The bottom portion of Lamed contains a kaf. Kaf could be a cap, or a crown, or it could also be a seal. But if you actually look at the letter of Lamed, it looks like half of the shape of a heart. So I want to, if you haven't already figured this out by just me giving those simple things, then let me explain. In order to get to the point of divine origin, the yod, which is at the top of the crown of Kether, we have to truly open and activate the heart to receive the seal of the heart, which is the divine, the Holy Spirit and the divine mother climbs Jacob's ladder. that has already opened through the secret doorway that no man can shut, because we have activated, of course, the Kundalini. And I probably haven't even said this correctly. It's hard to go in reverse in Hebrew, to go in reverse. But basically, that's what it is. In order to create the crown of life, the NRGs have to climb Jacob's ladder. But it doesn't even do that until the secret doorway, or the doorway, has been opened, which works with the base of the spine, which is where the divine Kundalini opens up, the divine mother, is the combination of the mother and the heart ray, the secret heart ray that I've been talking about, the ruby ray, is what combines together. That becomes an ascension flame. The ascension flame is what rises through the spinal column, which is Jacob's ladder doesn't just signify the spinal column, but it signifies the DNA. Now, if we can go back, let me talk about Chet, because now that we have the doorway, you have to have that doorway open. Cheth is the actual union of two letters of Vav, which is the spine, the spinal column, and Zion. Zion is the seventh letter of the Hebrew alphabet. Vav is the sixth letter of the Hebrew alphabet. Zion works with the 7 days of creation. It is the day that God rested. It doesn't mean that nothing was done when God decided to rest on the seventh day. That is when creation actually takes place. That is when everything that God has already spoken is being completed. Now, if you add 6 and 7 together, you get 13. 13 is the heart. And becomes the eternal Christos. The permanent seed Adam activates within the heart. Now you go back to Lamed. 3. We have 4 threes here. With Lamed, because the top of Lamed is the point, or Yod, the point of divine origin. We will have 3 Yods through that we have to get to. 3 Yods. We have the Yod to birth the eternal Christos, or create the eternal Christos. The solar seed must be activated and combined together within the womb of creation. You're also going to have the dot and the point of origin within the heart that births the eternal Christos. You're also going to have the point and of the Yod and of divine origin in the mind, which is acts as the crown finally being open, which is the Bindu chakra. The Bindu chakra is a point, it is a dot, it is the Yod, and it only opens or is fully activated, and you are going to have the holy nectar that is there, which is all of the cerebral spinal fluid, and that blissful experience that you will have is going to also be the elixir of life. You're going to have to unite these 3 yachts. 4 times 3. I mentioned this in my previous video. You're going to have 4 also signifies the 4 elements of the 3 yachts. 4 times 3 is 12. All mixed together create a 13th, which becomes the eternal Christos that is born, known, and understood. I have been for the past month or so here becoming the written Zohar. In the Zohar, or in lots of knowledge, it teaches you about the 32 paths to freedom, and of wisdom. Now, we all know that in order to change someone's mind, you really have to change their heart. If their heart is bitter, or just full of pain, there's no way you can convince somebody. There is no way you can convince somebody that what you're talking about is true, or that the experience that they're going through has nothing to really do about anything in this reality. It's about an internal transformation. Now, I talk about it all the time with my auto accident. What, for 15 or 16 years there was nothing that you could tell me. My husband tried over and over again and tell me, change your mind, Christy. The power of the mind can really help you heal yourself. And nothing, nobody could tell me that my symptoms were, of course, the auto accident was the force that was definitely necessary. And it was in the pro that force was really helping me clear. That negative force, yet positive energy, was helping me clear out trauma. Because if we don't actually feel something, whether physically or emotionally, how do we know something's wrong? We must have an experience. Now, through the Tree of Life, or through the teachings of wisdom, that the path of wisdoms, we have to go through the Tree of Life. There are many say 10 sifros, but there's a secret, an 11th. So you have an 11 and 11. It makes up the Hebrew, 22 letters of the Hebrew alphabet, because there's actually 22 paths through the Tree of Life, total up and down, but many times, many cycles. You're not going to go through the Tree of Life just once. You go through it as many times as necessary until you are clear. So when you add 22 plus 10, there's one secret doorway. It becomes 32 paths towards enlightenment. And it is through the heart, through the crown, up Jacob's ladder, and through the secret doorway that no man can shut, that it is possible. So, I hope this video helps you in understanding. And something that I want you to understand, in order to reach the crown, or when we finally have really open and activated the heart, and it has the eternal Christos is seated there, we have to tap into what? The Ein. The Ein, the Ein Sof, and the Ein Sof, or the three parts of the emanation of light through the ray of creation. Those three create the ray of creation that begins the cycle of the 7 days of creation. That becomes, when you are complete, of course, becomes the eye of God. The eye of God is only there. That becomes the point of origin, the top yod point, knowledge, the crown of life. So, there are codes, there are so many things. And is there anything else? There might be more to this. It's all going to connect us to, I hope I added it here, Kether. Kether, keep that in mind. Of course, they're working through the crown. And Anyway, I know I've mentioned it throughout my videos. Every video is connecting us to where we are and where we are going. So please come back. I found it very interesting of how this realization of 444 is very divine in itself. Lots of people make videos about 444 being your connection with an angel, or, you know, angel numbers and such, but really being a connection to divine angels who are assisting you in your life. And it is, no matter what, all these angel numbers do give us a sign to where we are going, or in relationship to the spirit realm. But there's always deeper connections, and I love making those connections on a deeper level, because that is where we can have greater understanding. You can hear all about, the 444 portal is going to make you become more centered in love, this, this, and this, and this. And those are great, uplifting things. But how is it going to make you do that? It has to work through your heart. And to make those connections, you know, through information that has been here, you know, whether it's books, you know, the Hebrew alphabet, and the Bible, of course, and then have that work internally with you in understanding that, that is true knowledge. So, and that's why I do what I do, to truly give you greater understanding about how energy, or the energy, is and what we're experiencing through these cycles, these months, through your ascension, links up internally within you. Anything else? It's fun, but is it enlightening? This is Christy. Much love, health, and healing your way. I am Bring Purpose to Your Life. Take care.